Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Steve Kuhn and the Hawks CEO. It's been a great week as they introduced their new head coach. And we had Lloyd Pierce on. For those who missed it, we're going to replay it for you coming up at 6:20. It was earlier this week. He was tremendous. I think, from the energy, the attitude, the approach, the Hawks have something working here. Now, we won't know whether or not, you know, he can win 50 games and take us where we need to go until that moment. But the fact of the matter is, for right now, Mike, I think he's the right hire. And Steve Kuhnin, we welcome you in because last week we had you on this show and we
you
said,
couldn't give us the exclusive.
Is it a done deal? And you said, no.
And 3 hours later, it was.
Oh, I mean, where's the exclusivity?
First of all, let me be polite. If you want to talk about dysfunction on another Atlanta sports team, you're welcome to take my time.
It's very nice.
Steve Kuhnin, the CEO of the Atlanta Hawks, brought to you by Kumho Tires, joins us if we're live here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Falcon Report, as Carl mentioned, coming up. So what do you think of the new coach, Steve, Lloyd Pierce?
Oh, I think he checks every box that we've had and more. He's developed young players. He developed young stars. He has relationships with dynamic free agents in the future. I think that you guys know he's good on the radio. He's good in media. We need to continue to connect with our fans. I don't know if you guys have been looking at the papers or reading. We've given more exposure of what's going on at the Combine than we've ever have. Great articles today talking about the interview process of players and players that we're interviewing. We released things. We're going to have more visibility into who's working out into Atlanta and when. And it's all part of being able to connect with the community and let the fans in on everything that's going on.
It is Steve Kuhnin, Hawks CEO. As far as this upcoming draft, I don't know what the rules are. You tell me if you can't say anything. But this Luka Doncic situation, who is one of the prospects in the upcoming draft, lots of conversation being made about him and the EuroLeague, and like no decision's been made on whether or not he wants to come to the NBA. Do you buy that? Is this a leverage move by a potential prospect?
Of course it is. If you're not going to use leverage now, and you're maybe the only one with leverage, when are you ever going to use it? So I think I've kind of had this transition from fan to NBA executive.
Executive.
Right. And right now is when the work starts. We have not been able to talk to players. We have only been able to buy seats and sit in the stands and watch these guys. So My coaching to a lot of our dear friends and my son, if you're listening, or any of my buddies who are listening, don't believe every mock draft. Nobody had Baker Mayfield going first. Nobody.
Oh, we did.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Not even
yeah,
started.
We
well, I mean,
after,
we thought he was the best
not
quarterback
on the Friday
in the
after.
We liked him better than all the other quarterbacks, much like Deshaun Watson previously, just because he had done more. But real quick, Steve, the thing about Doncic, I guess he wants to perhaps, if it's innocent enough, he wants to just let the Real Madrid fans know he's committed to whatever this championship is they play for over there and not worried about his future in the NBA.
And although, possibly trying to warn off some people for taking him. Who knows? You know, but now comes the fun part, the rumor, the mock draft, the innuendo, the needs. I mean, that's what makes it great and is what made the NBA a 12-month sport.
It is true. Luka Doncic is one of the potential prospects that the Hawks are looking at. They're looking at everybody. Guys, we have the third overall pick, pick 19, pick 30, and then the fourth pick in the second round, which is pick 34. So as Mike and I have said, this could be a transformative draft for our Atlanta Hawks, and we're hoping that Travis Link and company can do that and put us on the right, you know, the right path. Steve, these NBA playoffs, Mike says that the NBA will not allow LeBron to lose a game three this weekend. They are down 2-0. The other series in the Western Conference is tied up in one apiece. I do think that one goes seven, and I'm talking about the Warriors Rockets series. I don't believe that the Cavs-Boston series goes seven.
Well, I certainly am not going to dignify Mr. Bell's accusation that the NBA is anything but impartial, because the NBA, as a former TV executive, trust me, there were many a game that we wish and many a series that we wish would have gone the other way. So, Mike, with all due respect, love, affection, and 20-year friendship, you're full of it. You know,
it's our man Steve Kuhn, by the way, with us on the way for
is held home, you know, home court advantage. That's all they've done, you know, and it's not easy to win on the road. And I think that Boston Cleveland has a real shot of going seven, a real shot of going seven. It's pretty fascinating to watch the Warriors. They play three great games and then kind of turn to a puddle on the fourth game. And it's happened in the series so far. So I think these are both really good series, and I don't think anybody can argue they're the four best teams right now in the league.
Steve Kuhn is with us here, guys. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Steve's in his palatial office studio somewhere in downtown.
I am in a kayak on the river getting my exercise.
Hey, Steve, the idea of Dennis Schroeder sticking around now, we're not trying to, you know, get you to on the spot, but as much as you could be forthcoming – We'd love Dennis to stick around. If the maximum effort is there night in, night out. He's only 24. He's in a manageable NBA contract, but he's an exasperating athlete at times.
No speak of English. Things get lost in translation.
All right. Steve Koenig confirms, Carl, that DeSchroeder is to be traded.
Listen.
Steve, what did I do to deserve
no.
that?
All right, but Steve, let me ask you this, okay? Moving forward, okay? And by the way, Lloyd Pierce came on the show, and Coach Pierce said, listen, I haven't had a chance to sit and visit with him. He said he reached out to everybody, what you expect the new head coach to do. But what is the conversation that the organization has with Dennis Schroeder? He said on his social media, I'm waiting to have this conversation with the organization to see where we're going.
And he lands next Wednesday in Atlanta, and there'll be plenty of conversations. And we've talked to Dennis, and I do think that something got lost in translation. I truly do.
Okay. I just found
Dennis wanted to sign a long-term contract here. He did sign a long-term contract. And, you know, until we, Dennis is a starting point guard. Dennis has the greatest heart of any player I've ever met. I mean, he wants to win worse than anything you can imagine. And sometimes that competitiveness and that zeal can create some frustration, and we've seen it a few times with Dennis. We've seen it in the game, we've seen it around the game, and, you know, now we're seeing some in the summer. But I think it comes from a good place, and he is 24 years old.
Yeah, but, I mean, the fans don't see it that way, Steve. Can you hear a guy say that? I think he thinks there are more exciting things happening in places like Indianapolis, and basically intimates the franchise that's giving him some good money is going the other direction. I don't think that bodes very well for his future here.
Again, I appreciate that, and we're going to work on our translations and make sure that we're aligned. And, you know, the good news is the team has the opportunity to make the decision. Unfortunately, that, you know, we have players who want to be here. We might have a player who doesn't want to be here, but we want to build a locker room with players who want to be here and be committed, and Dennis has been committed every day he's been here. So, you know, I think this is possibly akin to the Julio thing. That's my comment to start our conversation today, gentlemen.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, all we can go on is what information is out there. I can't wait to hear, and hopefully we will next week as Dennis comes to town, what the management has to say as far as moving forward with him and if he's buying into the new movement, which is our new Atlanta Hawks with a new head coach. Steve, we appreciate you as always. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Did I hear Mike's going out of the country?
Yes, for about 45 days.
But again, Steve, you know, it's just a little vacation, taking the lady to a little trip to northern Italy and south of France. That's all.
Oh, well, if you swing by Germany, give Dennis a call.
Well played.
All right. I'll get him some Hawks Lederhosen.
Hey, take care, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
brother. Take care, guys. Everybody have a great weekend.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Parts.